You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Astros have a lot of needs in the offseason, and they can go a lot of different directions. I think first and foremost, they're looking to add a couple of impact bats to their lineup, and left-handed bats preferably, because if you look at their lineup, it's very right-handed dominant with their best players, Correa, Altuve, Springer, Gurriel, and now even Alex Bregman all being right-handed. So they would like to add an impact left-handed bat in there. There's several positions they could do it. At catcher, where there's a hole, maybe first base. And, of course, there's a couple of spots open on the outfield. They're also in the market for another starting pitcher. I mean, I think they would be content going into next year with the starters they have now, hoping that Keuchel can bounce back the way Kluber did this year, hoping that Lance McCullers Jr. Can finally stay healthy. And Colin McHugh had a pretty good second half, and then Joe Musgrove came on hard as a rookie, and then they have Mike Fier. So they have a rotation in place. Can they upgrade it? No, that's going to be tough. You know, the free agent market isn't deep, and if they make a trade, it's going to cost them prospects. So I think more than anything else, they're going to be looking to add a couple of bats, and if somehow they can get a pitcher, a starting pitcher as well, they'll do that. I think they're pretty well set in the bullpen. They could add a left-handed reliever to go along with Tony Sipp, who did not have a good year. But, you know, if you remember the last couple of years, the Astros have made bullpen their priority. A couple of years ago, they signed Neshek and Gregerson. Of course, Neshek's gone now. And last year, they made the big trade for Ken Giles as closer. But they've also had some young guys come up now, with Michael Feliz, Chris Davinsky, James Hoyt, to kind of bolster the bullpen. So they're in good shape there. This offseason is going to be about adding hitting and then maybe a starting pitcher and maybe a reliever. If you're looking at who could be a good fit for the Astros, you know, we talked about them needing a left-handed bat. You know, I think Josh Reddick makes perfect sense for them. He's a guy, a left-handed bat. He can play a corner outfield spot. He would bring a little bit of veteran leadership. He's not a guy that's going to break the bat. I think he just makes a lot of sense. You know, Michael Saunders kind of falls in that same ilk as well. He's coming off an all-star season this year. Maybe he's a little bit more expensive than Reddick, but I think either one of those guys, or who knows, both. But, you know, I think they'll try to get one of those left-handed bats. They could always move George Springer to center field. He came up through the minors as a center fielder if they decide to put one of them in right field. So those are a couple of guys to look at. You know, Edwin Encarnacion, I think, is going to be on the radar. He's a right-handed bat, but, you know, he's going to come with a big contract. Bautista the same way. So, and I don't think they're in a position or a real need to add one of these $120 million guys yet. If they can add a couple of pieces like that, I think that's the kind of thing they'll do. At catcher, I think they're more likely to maybe make a trade than they are to add a free agent. I know people like to see them sign Wilson Ramos or Matt Wieters, but, you know, maybe a trade for Brian McCann makes sense. But definitely look at left-handed hitting outfielders who won't break the bank. Maybe they could get another left-handed bat, kind of a veteran guy to go at first base, because that was kind of a revolving door last year as well. As far as free agents that the Astros could possibly miss, I mean, you look at the four guys they have that are free agents right now. Colby Rasmus, who, you know, had a big 2015 season, got off to a big start in 2016 in April, and then couldn't stay healthy. He really didn't give them much in the second half. They kind of patched it up around him, so I don't think he'll be back. And if they can find the right pieces to replace him, you know, they can get by without Colby Rasmus. Doug Fister, you know, made a bunch of starts for them, took the ball every 5 days, and first half of the season looked like he was going to be an all-star, then he faltered. But I think the one guy that, you know, they really could miss, especially if they don't replace him in the proper way, is Jason Castro, the veteran catcher. He's been around the Astros longer than any other player. You know, he was here when they were still pretty good, you know, 2010, and went through the whole rebuilding process and was there when they went to the playoffs. But, you know, he's not had a good year offensively the last 3 years, but, you know, he's a guy that, he takes the ball every day behind the plate. You know what you're going to get defensively. He's very good at framing the ball, good teammate. He's a free agent for the first time, so he's probably going to want to test those waters. But if they can't bring him back, they're going to have to go get somebody else. But losing Castro in a lot of ways would be sort of weird for the Astros. It would be a void that they haven't had in a while. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, his bat's not there, but he's an important part of what they've done, handling a young pitching staff and everything over the last few years.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.